Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Trent Latshaw, owner and president of Latshaw Drilling.
Oh, as far as my background, I mean, I've been in the industry about 44 years now, and started the company in 1981 when I was 27, and we had a kind of a long period there from about 85 to 03 where we didn't actually operate any rigs, and 03 we put one rig back to work, and 9 years later we had 41 rigs and over 1,000 employees, so we had a pretty good growth phase there from 03 to 2012. And currently the company has 41 land rigs, predominantly in the Permian Basin in Oklahoma. And depending on how you count, we're either the second or third largest privately owned drilling contractor in the U.S.
You mentioned something about the boom bust is what I wrote down, you know, because you guys started, you didn't have a lot of activity. Those were what's called the bust years, so to speak. You know, up in the Bakken, for example, you know, they've been drilling a million barrels a day. Texas is, I think, doing, geez, half the countries, if not more. And yet the last several years have been downturned in prices and low oil prices, yet we still seem to be producing quite a bit of oil. Do we have to look at the boom bust cycles differently, I guess, is kind of a long-winded question for you there.
In the time period that I've been in the industry, this is my sixth cycle, and first one was the big one back in the 80s. You know, the horizontal drilling and fracking technology that we've developed in this country, you know, we have basically doubled our oil production from about, in 08. We still were probably about 5 million barrels a day. And then at the end of 2014, the peak of this last cycle, we were up to, I think, 9.5 million barrels a day. And during the downturn, these last couple of years, I think we dropped probably 800,000 to 1 million barrels a day. But we almost regained all that back just here in the last year, I would say, or less. Since oil prices picked back up and we more than doubled the rig count, we bottomed out last May or June at about 404 rigs, which is an all-time record low. Beat the previous record set in 99 of 488 rigs, and we are now up to close to 1,000 rigs, I think. So we pretty much recouped the lost production we've seen the last couple of years.
Yeah, and I think cycle is a good word there rather than like a boom bust type of a thing. The other slice I wanted to ask you about was kind of what allowed a lot of this to happen and why, you know, some of these cycles do appear a little bit different, which is technology. Now, I've interviewed Harold Hamm, for example, of Continental Resources, and John Gibson when he was CEO of One Oak, and James Volker of Whiting Petroleum, and they mentioned the word paradigm shift of their business model, essentially. Did you have to change any part of your business to accommodate the modern technology as far as the, you know what I mean, with these new shale plays are completely different than the old ways. So did your business have to change with the new technology?
Well, yeah, to a large extent. Well, I shouldn't say large extent. To the extent it did, and it was more that we had to add some different equipment to our rigs. You know, the first thing we had to add was top drives. Now this goes back, you know, probably the last, not quite 10 years, probably the last 8 years. You know, top drives are the first big thing that everybody had to add to, in order to more proficiently drill horizontal wells. And then after that, all of a sudden now they started to multiple wells per pad, so we had to modify our rigs for walking or skidding systems so we could move the rig, on location easily to drill multiple wells per pad. And the latest thing now is mud pumps that will handle 7,500 PSI working pressure versus the normal 5,000 pounds that we've had for the last 40 years. And that is because they are doing longer and longer laterals. You start getting all these out to 6,000 or 7,000 feet or more in lateral lengths, then you need the higher pressure mud pumps in order to to drill efficiently out there. So, yeah, those three things, top drives, walking systems, and higher pressure pumps are things we've had to do and modify in our rigs to keep up with the changing technology.
And that was Trent Latshaw with Latshaw Drilling. To listen to the full-length interview or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Winter times and clouds, and all the memories come falling down on me every time I roll back to town.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
On my cell phone, a wide open prairie out by my grandma's house.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
All the memories come falling down on me every time.
And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors, MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a resource and a connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. For more information, visit deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills. And from the staff at Building the Bakken, my name is Jason Spies. We're asking you to be safe, be happy, and make it a great day. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Falls on foreign ground, and I feel like going back to North Dakota. I'll take a job, find a wife, and finally settle down.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
Tired of those empty recruiting promises that some companies make? Then apply today at Rockpile Energy Services. Known for their dedication to employees and their families, Rockpile knows that people are their biggest asset. All positions are on a 14-on and 7-off schedule and include a complete benefit package, housing allowance. Visit rockpileenergy.com for a complete listing of their open positions. Apply online or send your resume to careers@rockpileenergy.com. Find your future today at Rockpile Energy, an equal opportunity employer.
You've read the headlines, seen the news stories that the Bakken is hiring. Well, let me tell you about one of the top premier companies in the Bakken who is hiring, MBI Energy Services. They are hiring in all service areas throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, then look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. That's 844-MBI-JOBS.